Joining me now live from London is Mr. Abbas Al Omran with the Bahrain Center for Human Rights. Mr. Omran, thanks for being with us. Now, at the time that we're hearing Zainab Al Khawaja has been sent to jail, we're also hearing of negotiations, proposals for talks to end the situation, and now news telling us that Al Wafaq has said it is prepared to talk as long as there are no preconditions. Do you see these as positive developments?
Actually, it is two things here. The first thing is regarding to Zainab. As soon as Zainab have been followed and targeted by the Bahraini regime, and the series of charges have been waiting here, she have been sentenced for part of them, and the other is waiting here. The regime is order all of these sentences according to the Zainab activities. As an example, Zainab last night had been to the hospital. To one of the Bahraini have been injured before 5 days, and his injuries is very critical and very crucial. And his family couldn't see him before 5 days, and he had been taken to the ICU at the hospital, and nobody is allowed to and admitted to see, even though from his family. Zainab tried to help his family to go there. What the Bahraini regime did for Zainab, accused her from the hospital and take him today to the court and sentenced her for a previous charges, as they claim that the Zainab have been in area, forbidden area, which is appear roundabout. And his lawyer told the court, where is the official, the order have been issued by any ministers? They said that this area, it's illegal. That is one. The other one, that when the regime, they said, is calling for a dialogue, he's not serious for that one at all. If you see the actual things happen on the ground, you can consider it as an announced martial law to be applied upon the Bahraini people, the accused people, and the harsh sentence keep continuing on. And even though the mosque have been demolished last year, when the people came again by themselves and rebuilt it, the regime came in last week and demolished some of them. And such of this action, it is not preparing the way for that the regime would like to make a dialogue. The other things, that the regime issued before 3 weeks, a decree that's preventing any peaceful protest for the oppositions, and keep all of these things, I don't think it will help that to make a dialogue. It seems the regime in Bahrain who would like to, why are we calling for a dialogue? It depends on the situation in Bahrain. As we know, there is a security dialogue conducted nowadays in Bahrain and discussing such of this issue. Yeah. And they believe after 2 years and a repression and use all of these security forces against the people, it will not make a stability. For that reason, the Bahraini regime introduced such of these propaganda dialogue, right, okay. And he said, I would like to make a dialogue with an opposition to make a transfer from the critical situation. But definitely he is not serious.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Abbas Al Omran, the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, with us there live from London.